B-Pod Studios.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
It's a draft tradition and one that I genuinely enjoy. Let's hear from you right now. Oh, come on, guys. You can do better than that. Let's go. Oh, Strahan. Come on, let's go. Come on, you guys can do better than that. All right, keep it coming. Wow, even the virtual booze are good. Yes, I can hear you from my basement, so keep it coming.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and that is the very wooden Roger Goodell talking to a depressing screen of people, just reminding you that you're not allowed to leave your house to go anywhere that's any fun. So that was, and those boos didn't seem to be pumped in at all. They were just naturally what was on that screen. And did they have some kind of contest where you got to be on the screen?
Yeah, I think that and it might be the thing that Bud Light was.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
It's a draft tradition and one that I genuinely enjoy. Let's hear from you right now. Oh, come on, guys. You can do better than that. Let's go. Oh, Strahan, come on, let's go. Come on, you guys can do better than that. All right, keep it coming. Wow, even the virtual booze are good. Yes, I can hear you from my basement, so keep it coming.
Got this feeling on my mind. 98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and that is the very wooden Roger Goodell talking to a depressing screen of people, just reminding you that you're not allowed to leave your house to go anywhere that's any fun. So that was, and those boos didn't seem to be pumped in at all. They were just naturally what was on that screen. And did they have some kind of contest where you got to be on the screen?
Yeah, I think that and it might be the thing that Bud Light was promoting at the beginnings. They did a thing called hashtag boo the commish. And if you made a video of you booing the commissioner and put that hashtag on Twitter, then every time that happened, then Bud Light would donate, I think it was like $1 to COVID-19 help and all of that. So I think that's where they got that from. Now, where they got the fans, like the fans on the thing, which, once again, when they showed, you know, usually what was 16 fans, when they showed the Chargers, they could only get 12 because apparently there aren't enough Chargers fans to fill an entire screen of 16, which has got to be so damn embarrassing. But yeah, I think that's completely different. The booing, I believe that was a Bud Light type of situation.
All right, there you go.
But yesterday, Fred, our listeners are truly the best. They have eagle eyes, and they were looking out for certain things that are going on in the background. And one of my favorites that came out of yesterday was, you know, everyone's got the bookshelves and everything in the background. And,
yes,
you know, some people got a little, you know, wacky with some of theirs, but Adam Schefter, somebody, one of our listeners, I'll retweet it, actually noted that he has a book right behind his head titled The World's Tallest Midget. w- which I looked up, and it's a real book, and it would be on, you know, a sports writer's mantle, because it's like a bunch of like essays by Frank DeFord, I think, some of his like famous, like, you know, right, obviously he's a great sports writer, but I mean, right next to his head, How I Never Noticed, this book, The World's Tallest Midget, is right next to Adam Schefter.
Because if you know who Adam, if you've ever seen Adam Schefter, it's alarming how small he is, because you would always assume with the, you know, jacket on, and he's sitting in a chair, or he's standing on a box or something. Yeah, you never realize just how small the man is.
Right.
So the world's tallest midget. Yeah, I have a feeling that that was just him perusing a bookstore.
Yeah,
and then
sure.
not even looking to see what it was about. Just going, I like the idea of this.
Did you guys see any of the pregame stuff on ESPN?
No. No.
Yeah, I watched like the 30 minutes beforehand.
Okay, I had it on a little earlier than that, and they had Kirk Herbstreit on, they had Desmond Howard on, they had all of their guys on. I forget who the anchor was back in the studio, but you look at Herbstreit, he has a bunch of football helmets and a framed Ohio State jersey, which is where he played. You have Kurt Warner, he's got, you know, his Super Bowl trophy and his Hall of Fame bust, and then you go to Desmond Howard. Desmond Howard had his Heisman Trophy on one side, and then, Fred, you would have appreciated this, over the other shoulder was an actual record player with a record on it, and you were wondering, well, what was the record? He had it propped up behind the record player. It was Miles Davis Live.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a cool cat.
Yeah, oh, look at me. Jake. I'm very sophisticated.
My God.
Never once cracked it open or ever heard a song by Miles Davis.
Because everyone has a record player on their bookshelf.
Sure, why not?
I'm sure that was plugged into something.
But Schefter gave us the best moment, or one of the best moments of the night. And, you know, and there was very little use of him because there were almost no trades. And it wasn't, I don't think I saw him almost at all until the Patriots made their trade. And this was just a fantastic turn of events. Let's take a listen. This is right before the Patriots were supposed to make their trade.
Which would be the Patriots, but wait a minute, we've got a trade, don't we?
Well, Trey, yes, the New England Patriots have traded out of the first round, trading that pick number 23 to the Los Angeles Chargers for second and third round picks. There are the details of the exact trade. Keep in mind, New England.
All right, Adam, thanks. The pick is in. Let's find out what the Chargers are doing with their second first round pick. No, okay. The pick is not yet in. But again, not surprising that the Patriots move back. Not surprising that the Patriots move back.
Shut up, Schefter. We get it. Time to toss it to something that isn't going to happen.
Well, listen, you can pick up the world's tallest midget and try to console yourself. But Schefter reading off, I can't stand it. He always is reading off a phone. Just, Jesus, stop it. Because 9 times out of 10, that's got to be for effect. That's got to be for effect.
Like, you're hot off the press. Dude, you're not going to believe what an insider just texted me.
Because this information is available on Twitter. You know, everyone, this is all delayed. It's all delayed by, you know, 10 minutes.
Because in fairness, he's the one who puts it on Twitter, and he wants you to know that.
Yes, he's the one who puts it on Twitter, and then 5,000 other people put it on Twitter.
By the way, that clip, that probably wasn't even a glitch. I think Wingo just wanted to dunk Schefter in some toilet water on TV for a moment, and just damned if it didn't work. It was like, all right, Schefter, all right, fine. We're going to go to the pick. Here it is. Oh, it's not in. Great. Well, at least we're not going to bring Schefter back because he's...
Yeah, Schefter of no reason, no use last night. None.
No. And although there was a funny moment on Twitter with Adam Schefter. You know, of course, everyone's putting out these moments that, you know, begging for the retweets. And Adam Schefter tweeted out, for the first time in what feels like forever, a real live sporting event. And to that, 45 minutes later, Adam Schefter tweets, my apologies to anyone who was offended, was caught up in the moment of the NFL draft, and forgot about the WNBA draft from last Friday. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus. ESPN's got to relax. ESPN has got to relax.
What are you doing? Why are so much people angry at the WNBA draft? I'd like to see the ratings of the WNBA draft. I'd like to see like how well it did.
I would like to see what network it was on.
It was on ESPN. And the reason I know
it was on ESPN, the actual ESPN.
And apparently they did a pretty good job because I saw a couple clips online of like, well, the reason they did was that they brought in Kobe's wife. and, you know, Kobe's wife, they did a couple of tributes to that. That was good. You know, I thought it was well done. But, I mean, I honestly, the ratings, I mean, the WNBA draft is not the top of people's minds. And for the fact that Adam Schefter had to apologize, you know, that was an order from high above.
Oh, no, there was not one person that complained. No, it was ESPN that said, and I got caught up in the moment. It was so emotional, the draft. I mean, these guys really think that they're doing God's work. Between the opening of that thing and Adam Schefter saying, like, finally, live sports. All right, okay, we get it. You know, the draft is happening. Fantastic. You're on your BlackBerry or whatever the hell. You probably still have a BlackBerry. You're on some device constantly. You know, well, he had all the time in the world to tweet last night, considering he was never on television. And when he was getting cut off. So the world's tallest midget was able to sit there on the on his phone and say these things.
He did say one thing at one point, and I don't know if it was there or if I'm mishearing things, but I think at one point he mentioned that the Patriots traded down because the guy that they wanted at 23, they felt they could get at 37.
Yes.
That to me is – that's an interesting little nugget. Because I'm wondering if, you know, if this is a quarterback, if this is, what's his name, Jalen Hurts, or is that his name, Jalen Hurts? Like, if it's Jalen Hurts, possibly, because it seems to me you could get him at 37, and maybe they knew that they wanted a quarterback, so they're like, well, listen, this is the guy that we want, and there's no need to spend it at 23. That was what the one comment that he made yesterday, like Adam Schefter knows which guy that they're going to draft. And that was kind of an interesting tell that was thrown out there.
Honestly, they get same draft grades on like 45 different guys. Yeah, that's what it says to me. Anywhere from 20 to 60, you know, is a crapshoot.
Yeah. And if they wanted a quarterback, they should. I mean, they very well want Hurts, but they could have gotten Jordan Love. So it will be interesting to see what they do. Watch out. It's probably a center. So it's, you know, it's probably going to be something that's a big deal.
Well, you're probably right.
Yeah. I mean, this is the way that they draft. They put the same grades on 500 players, and then they go and take who's the guy, the safety that they took that didn't even participate in the combine?
Tavon Wilson.
Yep. So they had a grade on Tavon Wilson that they could take him in the second round. Yeah. The Patriots on top of things. Well, one person who is on top of things is Jim McBride from the Boston Globe. He covers the NFL. He had a draft preview that we can get into, and we will talk to him coming up in just a matter of moments.
The games are only half of it. Hutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
I can't think that could be interesting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Go Browns!
You can come back down. Thanks. Thank you, Fletcher.
Nine 85, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Jim McBride covers the Patriots for the Boston Globe. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. McBride, hello, sir.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
Jim calling from his $250 million yacht like Jerry Jones yesterday.
That's right.
Which I keep seeing. I swear, when I saw it last night, it looked like a spaceship that a villain from some Bond movie or something would be demanding billions of dollars for, I don't know, all of the oil of some country. But then we learned that, no, that is Jerry Jones's yacht, in which he has not one, but two helipads, because sometimes you need two helicopters to land at once on your yacht.
Yes, no question. All right, Mr. McBride, the Patriots, as there's want, trading out of the first round, and they said that they think that they could get the guy that they would have gotten at 23 in the second round. Any idea on what they're looking at?
I don't. You know, I think that they probably had a pool of five guys that they were comfortable taking at 23, and when all of them were available, they decided to make the move to move back and grab them at 37 and get that additional pick in the third round. They're going to own that third round now with four picks. But, you know, I think that this draft was not a deep tight end draft, but where none were taken last night, now all of a sudden it is a deep, you know, kind of a deep pool of tight ends. So that would be a guy I think that they're looking at. Maybe a guy like Cole Kmet from Notre Dame, you know, similar body type to Gronk. Certainly not the polished player or skill set that he has yet, but you know, they've never really addressed the losing Gronk last year, and I think this might be the time they do it. And you know, they probably were comfortable taking him at 23, but where things fell into place for them, they saw an opportunity to get a little more capital, so that's what they did.
Now, okay. I think go ahead, Fred. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Are they looking at a quarterback? Because Jordan Love was available, obviously, when they had the first round pick and they traded out of it. Do you think they're going to take a quarterback in this draft? And if so, is it going to be in the third round, do you think? And who do they have their eyes on, in your opinion?
Yeah, I definitely think they're going to take a quarterback, and I do think it'll be in the third round. A guy that I like for them is Jalen Hurts. I think, you know, his mental toughness really is appealing. You know, a guy that had the top job at Alabama, led them to the national championship game, lost that job a year later, and then brought another program to the playoffs. I think his mental toughness, his combination of skill set, and I think what's another thing that's appealing about him is he can come in and challenge for the starting job, but if he doesn't beat out Stidham or Hoyer, you can come up with a package of plays to use him as a sub-package player. And, you know, I would love to see what McDaniels can do with him as, you know, as a dual threat quarterback.
I love the fact that the AFC East is getting such a huge question mark at quarterback when you have Miami Dolphins taking Tua, because nobody really knows what this guy is going to be. Is he going to be the playmaker that he was when he was healthy, or is he going to, you know, constantly be broken? And when you take a look at that choice, how should you feel right now if you're Miami with Tua?
You know, I'm in the minority here, but to me, there were just too many question marks for him to take him that high. You know, I think he's a smaller guy. He's just 6 feet. You know, terrible injury history. And, you know, I know that it doesn't always, you know, translate to that he's going to be injured his whole life. But, you know, that hip injury was an injury that a lot of people have trouble coming back and walking from. And now this guy is a fifth pick in the NFL draft. So, I don't know. I don't love his mechanics. I love his accuracy, but I just think he was a reach for the fifth pick. And I know I'm in the minority when I say that, and I'll probably, you know, have to eat my words in a couple of years. But he's not a guy I would have taken with a pick that high, especially for the Dolphins, who had three picks in the first round. So I thought there were other options for them, but you know, I would have taken Jordan Love ahead of him.
You know what's funny is that, you know, we talk about how injured he is and all that. I think there's an argument that even just right now, he's the second best quarterback in the AFC East.
Behind?
Sam Darnold.
Sammy D.
Sam Darnold, yeah. Yeah.
Already, he's already the second best quarterback in the AFC East.
Yeah, well, you know, you could certainly make that case because, you know, Darnold, you know, and Josh Allen don't have a ton of experience. And the Patriots, you know, they have Stidham and Hoyer right now, so we don't even know who their starting quarterback is. So certainly you could make that case, but I want to see how his game translates to the pro game.
All right, we're talking to Jim McBride from the Boston Globe. In terms of the other teams from the AFC East, what do you know about that fat guy the Jets drafted?
Best highlight reel of the night.
Mekhi,
what's his name? I forget
Becton.
Last name.
Becton.
Oh, how do you not love that kid? Oh.
I walked by him in the hallway at the Indianapolis Convention Center during the combine, and it was just like that scene from A Bronx Tale where you don't, you know, walk next to Mekhi, you walk among them. I mean, he was just he was so massive, just, you know, not only, you know, tall, but just so wide. He looked like he was 6'7" in both directions. You know, I think they got a real nice player there, you know, and Sam Darnold's going to be very happy that guy's got his blind side for the next 5 years at least.
Okay, so there was some interesting news outside of the draft yesterday with the Patriots. First of all, it's obviously good news that David Andrews announced that he's healthy and will be able to come back. God knows they need him. But then the signing of the Jaguars' Marquise Lee, they gave him a one-year contract. We talked a couple minutes ago about how when he was drafted like 6 years ago, he was a second-round pick. There were a lot of high expectations for him. Since then, he's been injured a lot. And what kind of expectations do you have for this guy? And do you think that he can become anything close to, I guess, the bar that they thought he was going to be near when they first when he first got drafted?
Yeah, he's another guy that I thought went very high for him because he had a pretty injury-riddled college career back at USC. He had knee injuries, he had shoulder injuries, he had several leg injuries. I think that, you kind of have to temper your expectations with him because of his lack of productivity, but I love his competitiveness and his after the catch, productivity. But, maybe by getting him, that altered the Patriots' plans a little because, they're kind of thin at receiver. And, maybe there was a guy they thought they could get in the second round or the third round, and now they don't have to spend that pick on him because they have Marquise. It remains to be seen. He's only a year and a half away from, recovering from ACL and PCL surgery. So a lot of question marks, but certainly – There's spots to be had on this roster at receiver.
Yeah, okay. If they would have stayed at 23, was there a player that you think that would have been a fit? Do you think it was the right move to trade out of there? If you were the GM.
Yeah, in my mock draft, not that that means anything to anyone except me, I had Kenneth Murray as a perfect fit for them, a linebacker that could come in and, help make up for the loss of Van Noy and Collins and Roberts. He played at Oklahoma, played in various spots. He played off the edge. He played in the middle. He could drop into coverage. Really smart guy. So I thought he was a perfect fit. And he ended up going in that slot to the Chargers. So, I was a little surprised when they traded out because I thought he would be like, the prototypical Patriot, I guess you'd call it.
What did you think of the draft as a whole? The fact that you didn't have the spectacle of Vegas, but instead – you got something different. You got to see the inside world of a lot of these players, their families, everything like that, the entire presentation. What was your make of last night?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I thought, Roger Goodell egging the guys on to boo him got a little old after the fourth time he did it. But, the lack of technical glitches, that was a good thing. I was really expecting the draft to go a little quicker than it had in previous years because I figured there wasn't going to be, waiting to get the guy's name on the back of the jersey and everyone taking 9 minutes and 59 seconds. But it ended up going just about 4 hours. So I guess that surprised me a little more than anything else. But, I kind of missed seeing the Jets fans cry about who they picked. They certainly wouldn't have been happy with Mekhi Becton. But overall, not a bad presentation. I don't know what was going on at Mike Vrabel's house, but that thing looked like the bar scene out of Star Wars.
It was great because to the right was one son who was just wearing his football uniform. To his left was a guy dressed like a spaceman. If you've ever seen the movie The Incredibles, he looked like Mr. Freeze.
Yep.
With the blue and the white. And then And in the back left corner, he's got I don't know what they call it, a cabinet that had mirrors on it, and you could see the reflection of originally what looked like a dude taking a dump. But I believe, and we're chasing the audio, but I think Vrabel was actually asked about it last night, and apparently it was his son, but he was just sitting on a stool, not stool, but a stool. So I guess that spoils it for everyone.
Yeah, it was just another room and a stool. Yeah.
If you watch the video, you can see there were guys walking by him, the son that was sitting there in shorts. So then that's when you realize, okay, he's probably not on the throne. But that was pretty funny.
Vrabel's house seems like everyone leaves the door open when they take a dump. It just seems like it's in Vrabel's personality, and it just trickles throughout the family,
He was a locker room leader for sure.
Yeah. All right, so who do you think was in the house with Belichick last night?
I think probably just his girlfriend Linda. I would think that just the two of them and Nike the dog, who the Patriots put up on their website earlier of him sitting in Bill's chair. So yeah, probably just the two of them.
Oh, you don't think Ernie Adams was there or anyone else?
I don't. I think he had the three laptops going, and that was probably enough for him. The Patriots just on Twitter a couple of minutes ago released a video of Bill and Nick talking about how the trade went down. So that was kind of interesting. But he was by himself in that video, so I don't think he had any staffers with him.
See, yesterday, maybe. Today is where it gets interesting. Because, you know, yesterday, like, he knew the entire time they were going to trade down. He's like, I'm trading down. I'm doing this for a show. And he probably recorded a video for 5 minutes of him sitting at the table so he could give it to ESPN and then just left and just went to bed. But today, see, part of me is, like, I'm curious. Part of me wants to go, like, ride down there right now and just see if he's got, like, the bat lab outside of his place. And he's got, like, an army of guys, and you got Ernie and McDaniels all running around, and the IT dudes, and all of a sudden McNally and Jastrzemski show up to give him all sorts of things. Who knows who they got working on the payroll? But that would be – that's curious. I want to find out if he has one of those IT, like, science stations outside of his house just to hide his the looking of how humbly he is sitting in that giant table at the time.
Yeah, it's,
we actually asked Casario about that last night, and he said that there were no IT Winnebagos outside of Bill's house, that he was handling it just from the living room.
Y'all can't be Matt Patricia. You know, sometimes the genius of Patricia comes through. Jim McBride covers the NFL for the Boston Globe. Thank you so much for the time, sir. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Stay safe.
All right, take it easy. All right. Yes, the Patriots trading down, and there is no question that that was going to happen. And we'll see how Jordan Love turns out. That's going to be the question. How does Jordan Love turn out?
Dude, the Jordan Love situation with Aaron Rodgers, I mean, you said it earlier. It's the same thing that happened with Garoppolo and Brady, and it worked out great, obviously. I mean, Brady, it puts a fire under his ass. Brady had a great year after that, or years. And then, you know, if Aaron Rodgers is going to sit there and bitch, we checked the ages. It was almost at Aaron Rodgers' exact age that the Green Bay Packers drafted him when Brett Favre was 36.
Yep.
So this is just what they were supposed to do, and I know that Aaron Rodgers is as sensitive a player as it gets. He's not quite the Kyrie Irving of the NFL, but he's almost the Kevin Durant of the NFL.
The other part of it, though, was head coach Matt LaFleur, when they got Jordan Love, was a little too happy. He was very, very pleased with himself when Jordan Love when they traded up to get him.
Yeah, he's got his own Garoppolo now. He's got his own. This is his guy that he drafted. You know.
Yeah, and so that will be the question. We'll see how Jordan Love plays, because the Patriots are going to take a quarterback, and we'll see just how good Jordan Love becomes. All right, here are the headlines.
You're listening to Tutcher and Rich, 98.5 Sport.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
All right, Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985. Now, John and Rich, your kids do not play Fortnite.
No, they don't. They play they play like Nintendo stuff. They got a Nintendo Switch, and Fortnite's not one of the games.
Yeah, they play something that's similar to Fortnite. It's this video game called Roblox, and they play a bunch of stuff from that.
All right, so I have no idea how your kids don't play Fortnite. I have no idea how they've not discovered it, especially you, Wallach, because you have like a gaming system, right?
I do. I have a PS4. Yep.
And so their friends don't. You can play it on the Switch. Like that's a game. Like, you can play Fortnite on the Switch. It's just that it's not one of the ones that they've chosen. And it all has to do with whether your friends are playing it. And for some reason, his friends aren't into it.
Well, Milo's friends are consistently on it. My daughter doesn't play it. She plays Roblox with her friends. But they had a Travis Scott thing last night. And
it makes I have no idea what happened. I have no idea what's going on. I just know my son was upstairs screaming for a long time like it was the Beatles. And I don't even know anything about Travis Scott. I've never felt older in my life. But so he plays Fortnite, and there's this way to communicate. And there's this group called Garfunkel and Garfunkel, I think are the names. And there are two comedians.
Garfunkel and Oates is the name. It's two girls. Two women.
Yeah. Garfunkel and Oates. So they sing like ironically dirty songs sometimes. So my son goes, "You should hear this." And so I put on my on his headset, and then because like it's supposed to be dirty. Have you heard? You guys don't hear it. Have you heard? At least John, have you heard your kids on a game talking to their friends?
Yes, I have.
It's chaos.
Yes,
nothing makes sense. I couldn't hear anything, and it's just like eight kids jabbering around. It makes no sense.
It's all in code of some kind. I'm not familiar with because I'm too old, apparently.
It's not even that. It's just that it's chaos. It makes no sense. And then he came down and he was just describing the Travis Scott thing, and it didn't make any sense. And I didn't know if it was a something that you put on. It's crazy. And then have you heard them talk on the phone? First of all, my son consistently talks on speakerphone, and all they do is hang up on each other. They have no phone manners. And then when they're trying to organize something, it's chaos. It's just like, hey, you know, I'm going to ride a bike. Well, you know, there's Fortnite. Well, okay, I want to ride a bike. Okay, I can't. Bye. Like, or I can't, and then just like a hang up. I can't understand anything that's going on with these children. I'm going to go ride a bike. Okay. And the next thing I know, he's like doing jumping jacks. I can't. I mean, it's complete chaos.
Fred, to that point, my son does like the group. He does do group chats with his friends from class, and they like can share videos and stuff on there, and like watch videos together that are just kind of annoying. But they were talking about together taking a trip and going to for some reason, I don't know why this was suggested. Of all the places you could go, Bar Harbor was suggested. And they're like, yeah, we're going to go to Bar Harbor. Let's go to Bar Harbor. We're going to go to Bar Harbor. And I'm like, of all the Maine? Like, you know, you're not going to go to like Universal
or something? Drive, man. That's a long ways off. I thought it was weird.
But so what happened was apparently one of the parents like told us that they had a date set and everything, and that one of the kids went on his computer and I guess went to Expedia or went to the website and booked a hotel room for that weekend in Bar Harbor.
Well, good for him, learning how to use a credit card and everything. Good for him.
Well, the credit card's, saved in a lot of computers. Like, if you just, click on the credit card thing, you know it is. And some, you know, it happens with me. You just click on the credit card thing, and all your information's there, and you click on it, it fills it all in for you. And apparently he reserved a room for a weekend at some hotel in Bar Harbor for, I don't know, it was the end of July or something like that.
Well, get the kid working for NASA, because if he could figure out how to do that. But it's funny because, my daughter's still very innocent and everything. She's only nine. But my son is getting to the age where they're sneakily listening to dirty songs and stuff. And the panic that comes on when I walk into the room is pretty funny. Like his friends are all panicking that a parent is going to walk into the room, and then they start jabbering in a language that I can't understand. I mean, your kids sound like they're having actual conversations that make sense. Making plans for my son is a study in futility. It's almost impossible for that to happen.
Well, somebody and they're booking. Just tweeted us. What's that,
they're
Fred?
They're booking trips, by the way, to Bar Harbor, Maine, and my kid can't get it together to ride a bike. So it's a tale of two cities. Like, he can't make a plan with a kid to ride a bike. And you guys have him going to Bar Harbor. The confusion. There's a kid in the neighborhood, yeah, we're gonna ride a bike. And so the amount of legwork it takes for that to happen, or for him to get on Fortnite, it's like a half an hour, an hour of just jabbering. And the fact that, see, what you've done now is you've insulted me. It's that you've come on here and you've insulted me.
It wasn't my son. It was one of his friends who did it.
That did he have bifocals on and he was like...
They called stats. Yeah, the young John Wallach of the crew, you know?
Yeah, he was like, yeah, you know what? They have great rates right now because of the coronavirus. Hey, I found a beautiful B&B right there on the beach. And then... And my son's like, can we ride bikes? I don't know. So buy a bike. Okay. My dad says, oh, the dinner. Okay. Hang up. What? What are you guys talking about?
Friend, somebody on Twitter says, bad phone manners? That goes, I wonder why. Maybe it comes from his father.
We're joined by Rick Pitino, former coach of the Celtics, current coach of the Louisville Cardinals, who won the national championship. Rick Pitino, hello.
Good morning, guys.
You stink. You ruined the Celtics.
Sorry. He said that, you know, hanging up on people, that comes in the family blood.
I wish he was awake so I could have him try to tell you how he gets to ride a bike. With and the just machinations that you would not understand, it's quite unbelievable. Booking a trip to Bar Harbor, kid's gonna be president of the United States.
I need to find out, like, if there's anybody else whose kid has gone online and bought something substantial. Like, and I'm not talking about, because Kendrick Perkins said that, you know, his son ended up charging, what was it, $16,000 on Fortnite? I'm talking about something substantial that has been ordered to your house, because it's so easy to do it now. With that credit card information on your laptop, ready to go. And you know what? If you set up an iPad, it's probably all in there too, and everything kind of transfers over when you do the big setup. So has anybody ever, like, had their kid buy something substantial and you were like, Are you kidding me? With the amount of money that you were able to spend online, it's so easy to do it now. I'm wondering if that's been the case. 617-779-0985. Because to me, that was like a wake-up call when the parents said, yeah, they booked like two nights at a hotel for this weekend because they had all agreed that's when they're going to Bar Harbor.
And they were going to go by themselves?
Dude, you know how it is. It's like the little rascals. Like, we're going to save the clubhouse. Like, everything's, of course, by themselves. Yeah, how they're going to get there, who knows?
Yeah, we used to say we were going to build a boat, and we would get two pieces of wood and hammer them and then get bored and, you know. But we didn't get on, we didn't, you know, peruse, you know, different hotels.
Right, go to Airbnb.com, check out Expedia, let's see what the ratings are. What does Yelp say?
Yeah, exactly. It's, oh, well, there was a bad experience here. All right, 617-779-0985, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. Turns out my son was up, who thankfully has never spent a lot of money on something without my knowledge. Only Fortnite skins. But then he offers to pay me back, which is good, but he is here. So Travis Scott had this thing on Fortnite last night, and I know, like, all my friends that I talked to during the draft, their kids, if they had kids, their kids were watching this Travis Scott thing. So I'm going to put Milo on the air, and he's going to describe to you, and I want you to talk about your friends and everything, okay, and what you guys were all doing, because you were screaming up here. So I want you to tell me what was going on. Tell them what was going on.
Milo, what's up, man?
Sup.
Sup. Okay, so what was happening last night with the Fortnite Travis Scott?
So, there's always like this. So, first thing, they came out with a skin, Travis Scott, and then they came out with, like, Travis Scott's heads from, like the cover of the song Sicko Mode. And then there was, like, a big stage, and, like, every 2 hours there would be like an event, but at 7 it was like the biggest event out of all of them. And I think how this all started, because there was first at a place in Fortnite called Risky Reels, there's like a big movie theater that you can't break down. It stays there. And it was Chance the Rapper, so I think they're probably do like more like rappers in it. So at 7 o'clock there was like a big event. Then what was it? And then there's always like this purple thing in the sky. And that purple thing behind it was like the sound coming from it. And then Travis Scott was like this glowing purple thing that landed. And then all the Fortnite characters just went everywhere. And me and my friends were just screaming because it was so cool.
Are you a fan of Travis Scott, or you just think he's cool because he's with Fortnite?
Well, I never said he was cool.
Oh, okay. So that it was just anybody doing it. It didn't matter.
No, the concert thingy was cool. Like how the Fortnite made it, and everyone thought that they were gonna bring back a new map because there were so many things that could have a new map. Then all my friends got pissed because it just ended.
Now, if your dad could have picked his favorite person to drop from the sky and perform, who would it be, in your opinion?
Either Kiss or MF Doom.
Okay,
yeah. It would be that Paul Stanley. Makes all sense in the world, actually.
That's right. Yeah. What, if Paul Stanley came down for the, you're saying your dad would be extremely excited if it was Paul Stanley coming down, right?
I don't know. Probably.
Who do you think Wallach would be excited about?
If a bird came down.
If a bird, because it'd be one of his own. Yeah. It'd be one of his own. Yeah. Then
very large eagle, right?
Very large eagle. You ever, now, how much have any of your friends ever bought anything online without telling their parents?
Probably.
Yeah. Do you know of anything that they've bought other than like skins? Have they bought like actually purchased something kind of cool that they've gotten?
I have a lot of skins, but I'm sure.
Okay.
Right, well, if you wanted to book a hotel room in Bar Harbor, Maine, how would you do it?
Bar Harbor, Maine?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
If you wanted to book a hotel, like if you wanted to book a hotel somewhere, like say that you got on the computer and you wanted to book a hotel,
okay,
how would you do it?
I would go online, and there should be a website that gets you to book a hotel. I'm so confused.
How would you find that website that you could book a hotel?
By mommy.
All right, good job, buddy.
No, yeah, I haven't finished saying it.
Okay.
So, and
come
then
on, Dad.
They play like 4 songs in the event, and then. Another skin came out, which was a part of the Travis Scott series, Astro Jack. And
okay, buddy.
Okay, bye.
Oh no,
Milo, I appreciate it. I just
thanks, Milo.
Is that the best money that Travis Scott has ever spent on promotion?
Wow.
Because now
he's pissed because he wasn't finished. By the way, do you see the dichotomy between what your kid's friend did and what would be happening?
Just a little different, yeah.
Well, listen, as I said, it wasn't my son who did it. It was a friend of theirs, a friend of his who did it. So
now he's all mad at me because I cut him off. He wanted to talk more about it.
I want to tell more about
now,
the Travis
Scott. I don't understand one thing about that. Like,
I didn't understand anything.
I got nothing.
Think
of how impressionable that age is. It's like, I don't even like his stuff, but because he was on Fortnite, he's the coolest. You know, I guess that was like, you know, MTV when we were young or whatever. I mean, although I like to think we had discerning tastes. You knew which bands sucked and which ones didn't and which ones they were trying to shove down your throat. But
yeah, but there's no outlet like MTV anymore. Like that was so. Oh, boy, he's pissed. he's down there yelling. When you watched MTV, because I have a feeling there's so much information out there right now, and there's so many forms of entertainment that I think it's like almost overload. Like you have no idea what's going on. When it used to just be MTV, there was like a limited resources, and then you would have to go out and like go to walk to a record store and buy what you wanted. So I think now it's just, there's just too much. And I think it's hard to even know what band's playing or who's rapping because, you know, you just don't know. So, But Travis Scott, that was one of the smartest marketing things that has ever happened, because I bet you that there were millions of kids on that thing last night.
No question, because you say that there's a million different places they can get their information. There's only one place that my son wants to get his info, and that's from video games. That's it. Like, it's like everything he does is so he can play video games. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like his favorite thing to do. It's like it's the ultimate reward. I want to play video games, and I'm sure with Milo it's the exact same way.
It's the only thing that you can – his birthday's coming up. I have no idea what to do, because he just plays all he wants is video games.
Make it rain skins, baby. Give him some skins.
Yeah, I wish I knew how. and then I would get him all the wrong ones, and it would be it would just be a whole situation. So this is I've never felt older in my entire life than the Travis Scott on and then like his friends, and they're just screaming. And Travis Scott apparently came down, and all the Fortnite characters danced. And if you watch football, like 90% of their dances in the end zone are Fortnite dances.
Yeah.
You know, so, and DeBrusque is just sitting there playing Fortnite. And here we are all old, not even understanding how the medium works. In like 4 years, everything is going to be over video games. And we're going to be sitting on a transistor radio trying to figure out how to work the computer.
I told you, man, I went old school. I'm trying to, like, go through Super Mario Brothers all the way through without taking any warps. I mean, so I've even, like, you know, regressed into this. This is what the quarantine has done. And I don't feel guilty either. It's, like, guilt-free. Because usually you'd be like, all right, I could be out doing something, whatever. No, you can't. Like, you're stuck here. So, you know, I'm going to... You know, I was even thinking about this is how lame it's become. I was even thinking about buying like a second, like an old school NES thing, so I could like hook up in a different room than the one that my son plays in, so we could both be playing at the same time, different consoles, because that's what this has come to. I mean, I'm playing games I haven't played in 20 years now, just because that's what you got. That's what you do. That's how it's handled. It's what your free time is. You're just like a kid. You're working your way towards your video game time.
See, I haven't even been that motivated. I've just been sitting there watching New Girl reruns. Just that's all I've been doing.
I've kind of run out of TV. You know, it's like I know that there's some good stuff out there, but I just don't have the motivation to start like a brand new series. You know, I've watched all the, you know, Better Call Saul's done, Beef House, you know, you only get one of those every, you know, once a week. And they've been excellent, but I got to wait till Saturday nights for that to happen. So I've become Milo. I wait to play video games, and you know, I don't play a ton of them, but I play like 30 minutes a day probably now.
I wish I could do it. I wish I could get into it, but I cannot. Alas. All right, we'll be right back. No commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.